from the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
For those in recovery, support from friends and family often leads to better outcomes. Here's to those who are essential to helping people find their path to recovery. Visit cdc.gov/stopoverdose for information about treatment options and how to support those experiencing addiction.
Yep, Lions' final preseason game against Pittsburgh. Game opened up, and hey, man, you got your twos and threes out there defensively going against Russell Wilson first series and Justin Fields second series and beyond, and not a surprise. Pittsburgh scored quickly, and I would imagine Detroit would do the same if they have their starters in, right? And going against twos and threes, no big deal. The score doesn't matter. But the one thing I'm starting to get a little bit fired up about, and I don't know how many people, I'm sure plenty of you are already on board. But for me, one of the coolest things about the preseason is something that we talked about, honestly, back when last season ended, and we're already projecting what I think is the most anticipated Detroit professional season ever. And that is the 2024 Detroit Lions season, is what is going to happen with Hendon Hooker. And as this preseason went on, and you got to see more of him, there was plenty to like. There was plenty to like. And I think it was on display at its fullest on Saturday against Pittsburgh, where you can see the potential. Sure, making plays with his feet is awesome. And I think it tends to be an overrated aspect of football, but it's can your quarterback run? But it's not to be dismissed either. I don't dismiss it. It's down my list of priorities. Well, what's up my list of priorities is the ability to process information, throw the football to the right places, deliver an accurate football, and do it under pressure. Like, he had a throw that the first time I saw it, I was like, oh, that's a pretty good throw. And then when I saw the field level replay where he was getting drilled and he knew he was going to get drilled, but he stood in there and delivered the ball on a slant pattern. I think it was Caden Davis, and he took a hard hit, but he got it to Caden Davis 15, 17 yards downfield in the face of heavy pressure. And this is the kind of stuff that you need to be able to do. But what I'm hoping, and I said before, we've seen other teams do this, and I think the Lions might be doing it now. And that is, they now have the quarterback incubator situation going on. They can be developing potentially the next guy while still trying to win with the current guy. And I'm in no rush to move on from Jared Goff. Let me be clear about that. But the team that we always think of that did this was Green Bay. They had Favre. They could win with Favre. And they went out and they drafted Aaron Rodgers. And there's a bug flying around in here. They went out and drafted Aaron Rodgers and put him in the quarterback incubator. And then he led them to success for the better part of a decade. And then they went out and they drafted Jordan Love and they put him in the quarterback incubator. And now he looks like he's set up to have great success. As you all know, this is one of my great fears, paranoia, regarding Jordan Love. And I've talked about how much, I mean, before, I just said, hey, they didn't do it again, right? They couldn't have done it again. And then that the Jordan Love that appeared in Detroit on Thanksgiving was, you know, part of the second half of the season that Jordan Love looked great. And so they might have pulled off the quarterback incubator situation perfectly. And now I'm wondering if the Lions have it, because you can still see the mistakes that Hendon Hooker makes. I talked about it being in practice when Gator and I saw him put the ball on the ground once in practice where he ran into a fullback and they fumbled. There was another, and you know, as practice went on and we were broadcasting and weren't paying attention to every rep, a tweet went out from the Birchie kid that he put it on the ground two more times. He had another fumble in this game against Pittsburgh. And he had a fumble in the game against Kansas City. So you can see where the growth is necessary, but I really, really am starting to get on board with Hendon Hooker and am perfectly fine with just stashing him in that incubator and let him practice, let him learn behind Jared Goff. And I, you know, if I'm to predict what happens, I mean, the roster gets cut down sometime tomorrow. We may get a sense for how it's going to go today. But my prediction of how this is going to happen is that Nate Sudfeld's going to make this roster and be the number two. And it could be here all 17 games. But it's all dependent upon Hendon Hooker. Like they're just going to continue to develop him. And it's hard to do during the season, but it's not impossible. And give him reps in practice and give Jared Goff days off. He's a veteran. He doesn't need to go every day. There's, you know, bye week. It can be part of development. And the moment that Hendon Hooker, I mean, there's going to become a tipping point where Hendon Hooker, they have the faith in him not to put the ball on the ground, not to throw into coverage, know when to fold them and just throw the ball away. And, you know, I mean, I think with a quarterback with his skill set early on, I thought I saw it a couple of occasions on Saturday, tuck and run early, like your first read isn't there. I think the instinct is to, you can just go, like you just take off when maybe you've got to work your way through your progressions a little bit more. But I am on board now with their plan of having this guy developing behind the scenes. And that maybe I haven't even thought about the comparison to what Green Bay is doing, but mostly because I don't even know that Jared Goff is anywhere near the end. And maybe that's going to become an issue, is that they have this other talented guy that wants to play. But he's got to develop to the point where, you know, that's down the road. That's something you get to way down the road, is whether or not he is good enough to command more playing time and he grows impatient here. That's way down the road. In the meantime, what do you want? You want to have two good guys. You want to have two good guys at every single spot, which is pretty much unrealistic, but that'd be great. Got him under contract for a few years. And unfortunately, it's a game of attrition, and you always have to plan for what if we get a severe injury. Always have to plan for it. Kang, your thoughts on Hendon Hooker over the weekend? Anything you saw?
Yeah, I saw things I liked and I saw things I didn't like, and that comes with, you know, not having any real NFL experience. Unfortunately, last year he couldn't play because of injury, and the Lions knew that when they took him. But he is an older quarterback, you know, coming into this league, not like a 20-year-old or 21-year-old. You know, he spent some time at Tennessee. Yeah. I don't know if you knew this, Doug. We've talked about his age before.
Yeah.
I think he's only a few years younger than Jared Goff. So I think mentally he can get there quicker than a younger quarterback. Physically, it seems like the leg's okay. Now it's just processing everything, you know, putting the physical and the mental together with more reps. Little different situation than Green Bay because, unfortunately, you know, he wasn't a first-round pick, so he doesn't have that extra year. And
actually year in his first contract.
Yes. Yep. And with Jared Goff, I think Aaron Rodgers, they thought, was nearing the end of his career. I think we're hoping just to get started with Jared Goff here. But I think you're spot on with the incubator type quarterback where, yeah, they know they have to sit and develop Hendon Hooker. Now, whether that's to develop him to be a really good backup quarterback, to step in when needed for a game, a couple weeks, whatever it may be, but he needs time. I have no problem with Hendon Hooker being where he's at because he just doesn't have the reps, like Dan Campbell said. But my issue is, if he can't be the backup quarterback, I feel like you should have done better than Nate Sudfeld.
Yeah, yeah. And maybe, it, you know, like I watched a lot of quarterback play over the weekend from other guys and other teams' backups, and I'm like, well, that guy might be better in our current situation. The question is, are they counting on, like, they think Hooker will be ready to be the backup this year? Are they counting on that? And they're going to roll the dice that, look, Sudfeld, if you know, God forbid Jared Goff goes down with some minor injury, but it keeps him out of the second half of the Rams game, and they've got a, I mean, you figure they got a 20-17 lead when he goes out. Which quarterback is going to protect the lead better? Which quarterback can finish this game and close out a win? And they probably want to go with the guy that doesn't make as many mistakes. And that, at this point, appears to be Nate Sudfeld. Look, we only are privy to some of the information. We were fortunate to be at practice. Gator and I could see some of this. And, you know, we saw two practices. One, we saw a lot more than the other. And then we all get to see the games. And so we're privy to a percentage, a fraction of the information that they are using. But it feels like exactly that. The safer guy to finish a game when you're up 20-17 and you need to get through a quarter and a half is Nate Sudfeld. Is Nate Sudfeld the best guy if you're down 20-17? You might have to take some risks. Maybe they go with Hendon Hooker, but God, I like what I see. I really like what I see. And just let him develop, put him in the quarterback incubator, and there's your that might be your next guy. The one thing that, again, as you said, gets talked about that just isn't perfect is that he is
from the mind of a 2 foot tall talking spunks puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare, the hottest game show on TV that asks what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition. You get style, you get quality, you get beeps and boops and dings and whomps, and thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be, to be.
In life, some days are good, and some could be better. The same is true for recovery. Both take work. Both take adjustments. Finding your path is a key part of your journey, and then it's all about walking it every day. Embrace the good days, the not-so-good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Be open to every part of the journey and welcome it. It's unique and it's all part of you. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
26.
Mm-hmm.
He is an older second-year quarterback. But Goff will be 4 years old. Goff turns 30 this year. Hooker turns 27 near the end of the year. So I mean, there could be some timeline stuff there where you can keep Hendon Hooker could be replacing Jared Goff eventually, but that's A, so far down the road. B, I'm in no rush to get rid of Goff. C, Hooker's got to do his part too, right?
Yeah, I mean, the signs you see are, obviously we know he's mobile, but there's a play where he had to move around in the pocket a little bit and find a guy crossing in the middle. You know, things like that, you think, all right, you know, we got something here to work with, you know. He throws a nice ball for the most part. I think he locks in on his first read too much, it looks like. And then especially when you have a second string offensive line out there, you're going to take sacks, you know. Yep. And then let's not forget, they're going to get up against first team defense as well. So those are things we'll talk about during the show here about the depth the Lions have. But as far as Hendon Hooker goes, I think you've seen enough to definitely develop. Now, you can sell me the fact that he's not the second best quarterback on this team, but I just can't believe we live in a world where we have to sit Nate Sudfeld because he's that important in a preseason game. I just feel like we could have done better, or Brad Holmes and Dan Campbell, the front office, could have done better with the backup. They see more than we do. You just mentioned it. They watch all the practices. They feel comfortable with him ahead of Hooker. That's fine. But there's still a waiver wire to happen in the next couple days here. Let's see what happens. I assume Nate Sudfeld's still going to be the backup, but
From the mind of a 2-foot-tall talking spokes puppet comes this year's biggest challenge. It's time for Bob's Dare to Compare. The hottest game show on TV that asks, what happens when you compare Bob's to the competition? You get style. You get quality. You get beeps and boops and dings and whomps. And thousands of dollars in savings. Everyone's a winner when you dare to compare with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop in store or at mybobs.com to play now.
My dad works in B2B marketing. He came by my school for career day and said he was a big ROAS man. Then he told everyone how much he loved calculating his return on ad spend. My friends still laugh at me to this day.
Not everyone gets B2B, but with LinkedIn, you'll be able to reach people who do. Get a $100 credit on your next ad campaign. Go to linkedin.com/results to claim your credit. That's linkedin.com/results. Terms and conditions apply. LinkedIn, the place to be. To be.
In life and recovery, every day is a little different. Embrace the good days, the not so good days, and the challenges, and acknowledge how you overcame them. Find the path to recovery that works for you. Learn more at cdc.gov/stopoverdose.
Trying to figure out what to eat for dinner yet again? With Norsides and bouillon as your not so secret ingredient, you can skip the drive-thru and do dinner at home. Nor Taste Combos provide a menu of delicious, affordable, and well-balanced meals that you can prepare in 30 minutes or less. Visit nor.com to get quick and easy recipe ideas for your home-cooked weeknight dinners. It's not fast food, but it's so good.
It's the most anticipated WNBA season in history.
And you know what that means.
Court is back in session.
Welcome to Queens of the Court, an Odyssey original podcast.
I'm your girl, Cheryl Swoops.
And I'm Jordan Robinson. All WNBA season long, we'll be bringing you interviews with star athletes, analysis on your favorite teams,
and lots of hot takes.
Order, order in the court.
Follow and listen to Queens of the Court on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.